Welcome back to Hope 70. Let's talk. Today, I wanted to kind of give some helpful hints on how to get through the holiday season when you are suffering a tragic loss. For those who don't know me, I have lost my mom in 20 or 2007. I lost my brother Eric in 2010, and I just recently lost my dad at the beginning of this year, like literally January 3rd. I think it was like 2 years ago, we also lost my husband's father. So we are dealing with a lot of heartbreak and whatnot during the holiday season. For me, my holiday heartbreak kind of starts in October. And it goes through mid-January. I say it starts in October because in October is when a lot of my family members' birthdays are, including my dad's birthday, my brother Eric's birthday, my grandmother's birthday, and so on and so forth. And so October kind of like starts all of the depression and whatnot that I go through. And then it kind of just goes away in the middle of January. but I wanted to share some helpful hints. Some of the things that I do to get through it is I surround myself with friends and family. I go heavy into my photography. For those of you who don't know, I also own a photography business called Hope 70 Photography, which is dedicated to my late brother Eric. Just one of my ways to not only get through my holiday heartbreak, but also kind of keep his memory alive, just like my podcast, Hope 70, Let's Talk. Both are dedicated and named after he and I. Another way I kind of get through my holiday heartbreak is I kind of snack a lot. I don't go overboard with it, but it kind of seems to offset any kind of depression anxieties that I have. Also chewing a lot of gum, taking lots of long walks, putting ice packs on my pressure points like my neck and my forearms and whatnot. And I think I said chewing gum, but I chew lots of gum, drink lots and lots of water. Sometimes I just cry it out, and sometimes I just go to Lord in prayer. There's numerous ways that I kind of handle the depression. I will admit, lately one of the biggest things that I have been doing to kind of offset the holiday heartbreak is I have been obviously praying quite a bit. But I've also been heavily into my photography. I've been doing a lot of sports photography for some of the local high schools, which has been phenomenal. They're just being around that community, being around that community, and just feeling the love that they give to me for being out there and photographing their talents. It helps tremendously. You know, they enjoy me being out there capturing their moments, and I love being around their just the environment. Everybody has been extremely loving and supportive, and just incredibly empowering, and just, you know, and incredibly inspiring too. So that has definitely been my heaviest kind of breakthrough this year, honestly, for dealing with my heartbreak of the losses of my loved ones is sports photography. I've been really heavy into that this year, and I'm extremely thankful for that too. Besides that, you know, obviously daily prayer and then just taking long walks in the woods. I do strongly suggest therapy as well. I did talk therapy for I think like 2 years. Unfortunately, that did end, and the weird part about that is it actually ended like right around the same time my dad died. So not great timing, but you know, life is life. But I do suggest getting into talk therapy if you can. The main thing on that is to find a therapist that you can trust, that you vibe with, they're comfortable with, and that you can have a really good, safe, healthy, happy professional relationship with. My therapist was phenomenal. She was definitely a godsend, and I met with her I think like 2 to 3 times, or like 1 or 2 times a week, and just talked for like an hour about anything and all things on my mind and on my heart. And you know, I started the talk therapy because I have a lot of depression, anxiety, from the losses that I have, from, family and whatnot dying, and just life pressures and stuff like that. And there's no medication involved in it. I'm also not one to take medication. Not that that's a bad or good thing. If you need to take medication to get through your day, as long as it's, safe, healthy, prescription, go for it. I have been on medication before, just didn't work for me. But talk therapy did 100%. I definitely noticed a huge change in my life spiritually and emotionally, mentally, physically, when I was in talk therapy. My anxiety and depression died down from like, it went from 100 to I'd say like a 2 or 3. So it was a pretty epic change. And I've taken those lessons that I learned during therapy and I just carried them on even without the therapy. But even though I no longer have the talk therapy, I still talk to God on a daily basis. So I just have, I so I guess I still do have talk therapy just in a different way. But yeah, so there's many different ways. The one thing I will suggest to anyone out there that's listening is any kind of treatment that you give yourself. Please, please, please make sure it's a safe, healthy, and legal way of treating yourself. Don't do anything stupid. Don't do anything that's going to be dangerous to you or anybody else. Just make sure you stay safe and healthy. Another thing too, another couple things that I try as well are essential oils from Young Living. You can just go on Young Living's website. I think it's like youngliving.com. The essential oil, I actually have tried a lot of the essential oils, but the main essential oil that I live by is called Stress Away. It comes in, I think, a couple different couple different ways, but the one way I use it is one of the roll-ons, and I literally carry it wherever I go. So if I'm feeling a little bit anxious or a little, or if I feel a little funky, I literally just take it out. I can either smell it, like, just kind of like, kind of like not put it on my skin, but like, kind of like, wipe it across my nose so I can just like breathe it in, like aromatherapy type of thing. I also kind of roll it on my forearms or on my stomach, wherever I feel like the anxiety is coming from. And also if I feel like a little bit of depression setting in, the Stress Away oils are completely natural. There's no pharmaceutical drugs in them whatsoever. And it truly helps me out a lot. I do call it my anxiety medicine. It is not medicine by any means. It's not prescribed by any doctor like that. I literally get it off the Young Living website. But it helps me tremendously. I do suffer from depression and anxiety on a daily basis. However, it used to be at 100%, and now I think I'm like down to like a 1 or 2, so it's like almost gone. But not saying that it doesn't spike up here and there. Holiday heartbreak is not, something that can be sometimes it not something that can be easily erased. But if you are in the right headspace, it can be easily tolerated, if that makes any sense. Like I said, just make sure you go through safe ways. Don't cause any harm to yourself or to others. Just stay safe with it. Make sure you're in the right mental state. I will say though that if you do feel like, you are in danger of hurting yourself or anybody else, please seek help. Please, please, please seek help. God put you on this planet for a reason. You have a purpose to serve. And you may not feel it or sense it at the moment, but you're needed on this planet. And until God says your time is up, just do safe treatments to continue on. You may not feel like you're having an impact on somebody's life, but I guarantee you are. So just stay safe, and but yeah, that is kind of like my little helpful tips on holiday heartbreak and how to kind of get through these couple months. Thanks for chiming in. Hopefully I helped and I didn't hurt. Like I said, this is not professional advice. This is just me giving my tips on how I get through these couple holidays. Thanks for tuning in to my podcast, Hope 70 Let's Talk. And I hope you have a great holiday. Love you guys. Bye.